Now, what is the correct way to pronounce your stage name?
Certified Trapper.
Do people mispronounce this?
Certified, no. Sometimes, like, they call me other shit.
Do people misspell it?
No.
Now, speaking of other names, do you accept any abbreviation of this stage name of yours?
Yeah, like, Sardi or Trapper, Trap.
Do you have a particular preference on any of those abbreviations you just shared?
Trapper or Trap, yeah.
Either one of those or one more than the other?
Trapper.
And not a trick question here, but may sound similar. Zooming out, do you prefer people call you by your full stage name or this abbreviation?
Trapper.
Now, care to share your race, ethnicity, or nationality?
Let me say that one more time.
Care to share your race, ethnicity, or nationality?
I'm black. My dad's side of the family is like mixed with French and black. Black.
And mom's side?
Yeah, black and African. Like, I got some African family.
And what's the main language you speak at this point?
Japanese. English.
Do you speak any other languages aside from English?
No.
Now, be that as it may, ever took a foreign language class in school, perhaps?
No.
And zooming out, how far did you end up getting with your education at this point?
Sophomore college.
And care to share the name of the school you attended back in those days?
Milwaukee Technical College.
And care to share the reason why that ended at that time?
My phones was, I was trying to catch my phones. I kept missing my people that was calling my phones and shit. And then I was trying to pursue like my music. And it was, I was doing a lot of like work throughout the day. So it was either like I do full-time school or full-time music. And I had to choose like one.
And just for clarification, that sophomore year, did you end up stopping the first semester or the second semester?
The first semester.
Did you complete that semester before making that decision? Or was it in the middle of the semester at some point?
I didn't complete the semester.
Now, for those in the audience getting to know you for the very first time, care to share where you were born?
I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And care to share where you were raised as well?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and on the east.
And does it get any more specific than the east?
Not really.
And still reside in that area today?
Yeah, every time I go to the city, first stop.
But there was an official time when you move out from the east of Milwaukee?
Yeah, from Milwaukee. Like, but when I'm in Milwaukee, always on the east.
What age in your life when you officially left Milwaukee?
23.
And care to share your current age at this point?
23.
And your birthday while you're at it, the month and the day perhaps?
July 16th, 2000.
And what ages were you raised specifically on the east of Milwaukee for?
Like,
rough estimate.
Fucking 9 to now.
Now, what was that really like growing up in East Milwaukee for you?
Shit, like beating niggas' ass, walking around, shit. I ain't really play no sports. It was just like playing with the kid, like on some young shit, just like connecting with everybody from down there. The east side different, so it's like one big ass family.
Why no sports for you back in those days?
I tried it. I tried like basketball, football, but it wasn't something I was interested in.
Now, during your time in East Milwaukee, what was the bottom point for you during your upbringing there? What was your lowest point or most negative moment growing up in that area for you?
The most lowest points was like when I do some shit and then like I gotta like be gone for a couple of days or some shit. Like that's where I always resigned to. But like I do some crazy shit, then I gotta be like, everybody know like you gotta go for a couple of days or you just don't even pull up for a couple of days because you know like you crazy as hell or just to the point where it was like people die and shit, all type of shit like.
Now, speaking on the subject of death, mentally, has this been something you sought any professional help over?
One more time.
Mentally, has this been something you sought any professional help over in regards to death and things of that nature? Your bottom point, things of that nature.
Like, you mean, like, did I get help from?
Like a mental health professional of some sort? Did you ever see one of those, perhaps?
No, like, when I was in jail, I was trying to get meds and shit for no reason. So, like, I probably talked to the psych and shit, talking about, like, no, like, real, I really used to be, like, seeing my dad and shit when I used to be, like, sleep. Sometimes I used to have dreams about him and shit that he was, like, alive and shit. But yeah, like not no real like psychic, none of that shit.
Why not? Some people do.
I just felt like I really didn't need like the help. I got over it eventually.
Now, you mentioned your dad here. What age were you when he passed?
I think 21. I lost track. Like ever since then, like I've been going fucking crazy. My pops ain't really want me like popping perks and shit. Like, I never, like, really, like, got into it like that, because he ain't want me popping perks. Because he used to be saying that shit heroin. But, like, ever since he died, like, I was going hard on them bitches. I'm going hard on the music, too, though.
And you mentioned jail here. Care to share where you were incarcerated back in those days? You mentioned there was a time in your life when you were trying to get meds and things of that nature and you would see maybe like some psych person while you were incarcerated. You mentioned, you used the phrase jail, didn't know if you wanted to share what jail you were stationed at the time when that took place and things of that nature.
Oh, yeah. I was in the county, HOC, Milwaukee, and shit. A lot of niggas talking and shit, talking too much, bro.
Those charges you were facing at that time in your life, was that something that you were able to beat?
It was like, I was on probation, so I did like my probation time in jail. So it was just like, over and done with after I did the time.
Care to share what charge that stemmed from?
Nah.
And when it comes to the passing of your father, is that something that mentally you've overcome at this point, or is that something you're still dealing with?
I feel like I'm still dealing with it, because like when he first, before he died, it was like a whole relationship, and then he kept me like mentally, like, oh, you know, you're not supposed to do this, you know, do this, do that. And then like when that shit like went away, I knew that I lost something. Like, it was definitely a loss. But I just try to like keep him in my head, make sure I'm doing the shit that I know, because I felt like he know everything. He knew everything that was right and shit. So I just keep, like, I try to do everything right in the name of him type shit.
How much of your music career did he get a chance to see develop?
Like, he's seen like the beginning, like, but like before he died, I was telling him I was trying to get monetized and shit. It was 1,000 subscribers to get monetized, and I was at like 500, but I was like stuck at 500. And like when he died, like the next month, I was like monetized and shit. I used to be hustling. So by me getting monetized, it's like I got a like actual legal way to get money.
And is that a reference to the platform of YouTube?
Hell yeah.
Now for those in the audience getting to know you for the very first time, care to share your channel name on YouTube as well?
Certified Trapper on YouTube. Subscribe.
Now, since the passing of your father, you end up signing a record deal at some point with Signal Records / Columbia. He didn't get a chance to see that.
Yeah. I don't know if, like, and that's what's crazy. Like, I don't know for sure, like, if he believed in that, or like knew it could have happened, but it's just like all the crazy shit that happened to me, like it had to happen for me to get to where I am. Like cases and shit like that, like.
Now hypothetically asking you here, what do you think he would think if he was able to see the record deal signing, and how far you've gotten in the music industry up until this point?
He'll be proud. He'll be proud for sure. Like, as of right now, he'll be disappointed. He'll be disappointed because, like, I be, like, doing some crazy shit. But everybody on the road to doing some shit, like, I'm still leveling up and shit. So that's just me telling myself, like, you gotta get this where, this place, hiring my standards and shit.
And just speaking mentally once again, even though this is still something you're dealing with, the passing of your father in particular, do you want any professional help with that? Mentally speaking.
No, not really.
Now, when it comes to you being raised in East Milwaukee, how were you able to survive that upbringing? There are some that don't make it. What was the key for you? What was the secret?
Keep your mouth shut. Don't be too friendly. I was just basically like, how I survived. I was just like, kept that bitch on me. Definitely gotta, you gotta move with the right people though. Like, a lot of these niggas, they don't see that it's a future. So like, it's a lot of shit that can take you off, take you out the streets and shit. Like, you can smoke a nigga and then go to jail for the shit, or you can get smoked or get towed on or whatever. But
there are some people who say things like, don't know if I'll make it to see the age of 18, 21, 25, for example. Did you have any of these thoughts yourself growing up in East Milwaukee?
Hell yeah, like, before I signed my deal and shit, like, I was on, like, plenty of bullshit. Like, I was waiting. I'm the type of nigga that be waiting for a nigga to fuck up so I can fuck him up. But by the people, like, I've been working with in my team, people I've been hanging with, it's just, like, showing me that it's a future and then, like, showing me a whole different way. Cause like, I'm definitely scarred from like the past, but now I'm just like knowing like a whole different way. I get back to it though. If niggas really wanted me to.
Was there a numeric figure you didn't think you might quite see?
Explain numeric figure.
Gave you some examples like some people saying they might not see age 18 or 21 or 25. Was there a number that you didn't think you might quite see? A number you might think you might pass away by, perhaps?
Hell no. Like, by me being in the streets and shit, when I used to be in the streets and shit, I used to just like, that shit got to me. Like, I got shot at one time and shit, and then it was just like, these niggas ain't finna take me. I'm gonna be the one taking niggas. Like, fuck it. I'm cool.
Shot at, but never hit.
Never. But, like, guns is not nothing you should really, like, play with, because, like, if you just shooting guns, like, you don't want no bullets like getting shot at you, so like, don't just be shooting guns just to be shooting guns for the audience.
And just shot at one time in your life?
Like, it was another time, but it wasn't like no other shit. Like, he was like on some goofy shit. Like, the nigga tried to, we riding, he think we on his ass. He blow at us, one shot. I'm like, what the fuck? We got a pound in the car, to switch in the car and shit. I just get on his ass, rap at his ass. He didn't even know, like, you shooting at niggas. Niggas got whole 50 rounds in his bitch. Like, what is you shooting at, bro?
That other event where you were shot at, were you the intended target? How close were you two getting shot? Was it, could you hear the bullet whiz by you type of thing? Was it that close?
It was like,
was it point blank range perhaps?
It was like two more seconds of me not getting in the door. I got in the door. But two more seconds, if the door was locked, I wouldn't have, like, yeah.
Now, be that as it may, knowing what you know now, hypothetically speaking, once again, what would you have said to your younger self back then, if anything?
I would have told myself, like, to hang around, like, different people, like, with brighter futures and then different, better intentions.
Now, on that note, on the opposite end of the spectrum, what was the top point for you during your upbringing in East Milwaukee? What was your highest point or most positive moment growing up in that area for you?
Like bitches and shit driving past, playing my music. Like, I can just be like walking through the block serving or just like playing and shit. And then it'd be people playing my music. And it was like different hearing like people just driving by playing my music than hearing like somebody else shit playing.
And they have no idea you're in the vicinity when they're playing.
No, like some people like start catching on and shit and just start pulling up on me and shit, but yeah, like motherfuckers not even know, most of the time not even know. Even like I was driving through Milwaukee, you would hear that shit.
What's that feeling like?
It's inspiring, cause like, especially when I find out like what song is they playing. Like if it's an old song or it's a song that I didn't really like or no shit, some shit like that.
Now, anything else you want to mention about your upbringing or question you weren't asked, people want to know about it?
Motherfucker keep asking me, am I serious? Like, am I serious? Am I serious? Do I be, like, they be like, are you serious? Like, I don't even know how to answer that. Fuck is you talking about? Do I be serious? Like, yeah, they got me questioning myself. Am I serious?
Anything else in regards to your upbringing? Who or what motivates you at this point?
50 Cent, like Rick Ross, Baby Tron, it's a lot of people, rappers, actors, basketball players, all that type of shit.
And care to share what each of these names does for you exactly? Like, why 50 Cent for you? Why Rick Ross? Why Baby Tron? Things of that nature.
It's like, run that back to me one more time.
What motivates you about 50 Cent exactly? What motivates you about Rick Ross? What about Baby Tron? Things of that nature.
Seeing like what motivates me about 50 Cent is like seeing like where you started from. And then, like, what you doing now. And then, like, you can see future. And then how determined these people. I'm high as a bitch.
Now, circumstances could be different for everyone, but there may be someone in the audience who needs some motivational words or encouragement themselves right now. Can you give them any?
Keep working, keep applying pressure. Whatever you want to do or whatever you see yourself doing, you definitely can do it. If you put it in your head that you can't do it, you will not do it. So, like, work hard, be determined, and know you're going to do it. Know you're going to get it.
Any other motivation for those in the audience?
Surround yourself around people that got good intentions for you.
Now, you mentioned high. When it comes to your past history of drug use, and this could be any substance you experimented with, do you have a horror high story, a bad experience while you were high?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Can you take the audience back to that moment?
One time I had like a real bad toothache and shit. I had a bad toothache. So I had went to my grandma's house. She gave me an arthritis pill. I popped that. Popped a 5-milligram pill. Then I popped 2 500-milligram ibuprofens. Then I popped 215s. And then I think that probably was it. I don't know, you probably gonna have to add that up. But like by the last 15 perk, I was like, what the fuck? It was like I was saying I couldn't breathe and shit, but I went to the hospital and that was like, your heart rate is regular. I'm like, what the fuck you mean I can't breathe? But that was just like, no, I was like, yeah, they take me to the hospital. I was catching my heads and shit. I had them take me to the hospital.
What age was this in your life when this took place?
Like 22.
And this was a grandmother you're referencing on the mother's side of your family or father's side?
Mother's side.
And ultimately, what ended up happening with that toothache? Was that something you were able to get fixed, overcome, things of that nature?
No, my shit wasn't hurting and shit. Hurt no more after I popped that shit. But then, like, that's probably because I was, like, messing with it and shit. But, no, I didn't get it fixed.
But no longer bothers you at this point?
Sometimes.
Now, when it comes to drugs, has there been any drug that you've used in the past that you've quit for good? You no longer use anymore?
Yeah. Lean.
Now, when it comes to your use of lean, were you ever addicted back in those days to it?
I don't think I was addicted. I was just sipping that shit because it tastes good. So I was just sipping that shit like every day because it tastes good and then just be asleep all day. Or not every day, but when I did used to drink that shit. I was drinking that shit for a minute, but it wasn't like, I ain't feel like I was addicted on some mentally shit.
How long do you think you were using it for, overall speaking? Zooming out.
Probably like a year.
And what was your reason for quitting? What led to that decision making for you?
Why did I quit? I don't know, I just like forgot about that shit, like that shit, like I don't know. I just forgot about that shit. Drinking that shit. No, I really like it was just like the fake ass pints that used to be coming through and shit. I don't wanna drink that shit. Really, who the fuck really wanna be? No, that's really why. Cause nobody wanna be asleep all day. It's just sleep. Just not wanting to do shit.
Have you ever tasted, drank, whatever verbiage here, a fake version of lean? Have you ever consumed, maybe is the better word, have you ever consumed a fake version of lean? You mentioned fake pints and things of that nature.
Most likely. That's why I don't drink, like, if I do drink that shit, it's from the pharmacy. But I don't drink that shit, though.
How long has it been since you last touched it?
I just drank some of that shit, like, I just had some of that shit, like, a couple days ago. But that's just because, I don't know, I was in, but I only sipped, like, 2 sips of that shit. I just bought that shit. 2 sips of that shit, and I just left it.
Just curious there. Now, what's it really like being on Columbia Records?
It's definitely fun, like creating new projects, working on projects, new music, and it's good working with the team. Their understanding, like they understand like me as an artist, rapper, trapper, all that.
Who do you have the closest bond with on that record label?
I would say Ben, my A&R, and then the CEO too, Jeff.
Care to share the A&R's name?
Ben Bajor.
And what's that bond like with you all?
It's like close friends.
Now, did you have a bond with either of these two prior to signing?
Yes. I had a bond with Jeff before signing.
Do you remember how you two met for the very first time?
I remember how we met. Yeah, when we met, like, in person. And when I talked to him, the first time I talked to him, like, over the phone.
And what was that like, that first time in person?
First time in person, like, I met him. He pulled up to my house and shit, like, I had came to the front door to get him and shit. 60 round on me and shit. But it was just like, I showed him music and shit. He just pulled up just to fuck with me, listen to a couple of the songs and shit, and then walked me back to the door. Try to make sure.
And how were you discovered?
I think because Tommy G.
Now, hypothetically speaking here, if you were stranded on an island with one person from Columbia Records, who would it be and why?
Like you said, if I get stranded, well, what?
If you were stranded on an island with one person from Columbia Records, who would it be and why? Who would you want on that island with you?
I say Ben.
And why Ben, of all people?
Cause he's fun, and then like he's adventurous, and then like we work good on problems and shit together, so for sure.
Can you explain to the audience everything they need to know about Deep End?
Shit. I turned the fuck up on that bitch. It ain't like no other project. That bitch, I was talking crazy as a bitch on every song. I got fire ass shit on there. Lil Tyler on that bitch. Maya P on that bitch. And now I got some hard shit like I was just going on that bitch. But it's some real deep shit like just going hard on that bitch. It's a little like a short EP.
Now you use the phrase EP here. Why go that route for this project? There are some that choose mixtapes or albums, for example.
I feel like an EP is just give you like a broader image of like the topic and shit, because like it's all meant for Deep End. Every track on that bitch, some fire up on there.
Now, you may have answered this question already with your previous description, but just in case you didn't or you want to explain on further, formally going to ask you this question here. And if you felt like you've already answered it, we'll skip it and move on. But the question is, can you explain this title and its meaning?
Deep End. It's like you're in a deep end of the streets. Like, Deep End. That shit, like whatever. But like where I'm from is way deeper. Like you can, it's harder to explain that shit. You gotta listen. It's like that bitch, the tracks on that bitch so fire. But yeah, it's just like basically like deep in the streets. Like if you in the water, if you jump in the water, you deep in that bitch. That's basically what I'm saying.
Now you use the phrase where you're from. And in a previous portion of questions, you talked about where you're from. But just for those in the audience getting to know you for the very first time and seeing this portion of questions and not the previous portion, care to share once again where you're from?
From the east.
Of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
From the east of Milwaukee.
Now, when it comes to the title, Deep End, was this a title you came up with or someone coined for you?
It's like, all right, so this I can't. I'm on tour. And I'm literally like chilling in a fucking pool. Fucking, what you call that shit? Donuts and the noodles. And then Baby Chan just came out to see we was chilling in the pool, cause we got the big ass pool in that bitch. So it was just like, he pressed Deep End and I'm like, damn dog, he really hit that bitch on the nail. So I just took that and I went with it.
And care to share the name of the tour that you're referencing here?
It was a Chinathon tour, 2023.
Now, are there any unknown facts or stories in regards to this EP that's never been publicly mentioned before? Could be in regards to creating it, recording it, or releasing it?
Say that one back one more time.
Are there any unknown facts or stories in regards to this EP that's never been publicly mentioned before? Could be in regards to creating it, recording it, or releasing it.
Okay, shit. Of course, like, I made all the beats on that bitch. Made every beat on there. Oh, yeah, I recorded the whole EP in Houston, Texas. Yeah, and I was like, all them songs are meant for Deep End. So basically, like, that's the first time I actually did a real topic on some shit.
Any other unknown facts or stories in regards to this EP never publicly mentioned before? Now, what's your favorite song on this EP?
My favorite song gotta be like either Call Out or Big Smacks by me and Tyler.
And what makes either of those your personal favorites?
Big Smacks with me and Lil Tyler. I was on tour. Yeah, I made that shit. He had hit me. I had sent that bitch to him. He sent that bitch back like a couple hours and shit. Sent that bitch right back. So I got that, put that on there. And then with Call Out, like, that was my first song that I like kind of used that tone. It's like a different tone that I used. And then I ain't had no claps on that bitch. Like, usually, like, my shit all claps. Like, everything got claps. That's the only song that don't got claps.
Can you give the audience 5 reasons to listen to this EP?
One, got Lil Tyler on there. One, I don't got claps on one of them bitches. One of them bitches I don't got claps on. But this, like, far as 3, some real street shit. It ain't like no plan. Like, I was trying to have it all real, like all real, me rapping on that bitch. But I just got some shit like where I had to play around in that bitch, play around on that bitch. But it's all fire, fire on there.
Any additional reasons? And if not, that's okay as well.
Nah.
Now, circumstances could be different for everyone, but can you give the audience 5 tips visiting Milwaukee?
One, go to Hype Boys. 2, don't leave your car running. 3, all right, 3, don't drive down 27. You know you got some shit on you that you, like, don't drive down 27th Street if you don't, like, want to get flicked or none of that shit like that. 4,
And if that's all, then that's fine as well. Now, the first tip was hype boys.
Oh, yeah.
For those in the audience hearing that for the first time, care to share what that is?
Hype boys is a store. Southridge. It's outside of Milwaukee. I got like plenty of designer clothes and shit. That's where I get all my clothes from.
And speaking of designers, care to share your favorite at the moment?
I like Nike, I like Bathing Ape. I like Montclair, Dior, Rockstar, Palm Angels. Shit, yeah.
And for transparency, are you sponsored by any of these brands or establishments mentioned in this portion of questions?
No.
And when it comes to the Hype Boys, is that one location of that establishment or are there multiple? Like, is it a local chain, perhaps?
He just has one. Just one Hype Boys.
All right. Now, what about this? If there was a Mount Rushmore of Milwaukee rappers, which four people would you pick and why?
Can I put myself in there?
If you'd like.
It's gonna be like Lakia, Lil Chicken. I mean Lakia, me, Lil Chicken. I mean Chicken P. Wait, let me start up. Lakia. Yeah, I'm gonna just Lakia. Chicken P, me, and then DC the Don.
And is this in any particular order?
Nah.
Now, what's your reason for each person, including yourself?
I would say, like, not more of the numbers, but the fan base reactions. The fans.
And just for transparency, aside yourself, do you know any of these other names you mentioned personally, by any chance?
I know Chicken P, DC the Don. I never met Lakia.
Anything you want to say to her if she's watching or listening to this interview?
Nah.
No problem. Okay, now what about this? Hang on that thought. I was gonna ask you something, but I changed my mind. I'm gonna ask you this instead. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
What is your definition of a friend?
A friend, not gonna judge you. I mean, could judge you, but just not gonna like judge, treat you like, wait, let me rephrase that. A friend gonna help you, be there for you. If they can't help you, they're gonna help you. Or just have fun, it's just genuine. Like a girlfriend, just a girl that you like.
How do you spot a fake friend?
That's how you spot a fake friend. You'll just be sitting. You'll just be, oh shit.
That's okay, we'll fix the mic later, it's no problem.
That's how you spot a fake friend. You'll just be sitting. And then like, just be in the room sitting, standing or whatever. And then you just gotta look at his ass, outside your eye. And see how he's looking at you. And if it is like, but another way I used to spot a fake friend is tell them some good news and see how they, see their face reaction and see how they act.
Do you have a best friend?
Yeah.
Care to share who your best friend is?
My son.
Now on the music side of things, care to share who your best friend is in that element?
I would say Jeff.
For those in the audience getting to know you for the very first time, who are you?
I'm Certified Trapper.
And who is Certified Trapper?
Deshaun Grimm.
Didn't know if you wanted to describe yourself any further than that. But be that as it may, what is the biggest misconception of you at this point?
A lot of people think I'm mean. Like, they look at me and they just think I'm mean. A lot of people think I got hoes because they look at my followers or my pictures and see I get likes and shit. Think I get bitches. A lot of people is misconception.
And if these are misconceptions of you and they aren't that, what are you really?
Just a trap nigga, regular nigga. That shit came from shit, nothing. Turn nothing into something. I ain't like did no crazy shit around nobody, finesse nobody, no shit like that. No hoe shit.
Have you lost opportunities from these misconceptions of yours that you previously mentioned?
Probably. I don't know.
Craziest rumor you heard about yourself?
Motherfuckers said I signed for 20K.
Respectfully asking you this, is that true or false?
False.
And have you addressed this publicly already, or is this your first time?
My first time.
How did that rumor start?
Shit. I don't know. I think it probably was just like some bum ass nigga. Just talking about I signed and shit. Like, yeah, my teeth cost more than 30K. How the fuck I signed for 20K? Don't make sense.
Care to share how much your teeth actually cost?
30K.
And care to share the jeweler behind that?
Johnny Dang, best in the game.
And is that a pullout or perm?
Pullout.
What's your debate on that? Pullouts versus perms?
I feel like you can get pullouts so you can brush your teeth in the morning and shit. Because, like, if you get permanent, like, you're going to have to get them taken out so you can actually get your teeth clean. But I just did pull out so I can keep my teeth that I got. And I can brush them.
Now, do you want to put a actual figure on what you signed for?
$225,000, like on consignment, but like, yeah, that cash first.
And care to share who you signed with?
Jeffrey Vaughn, Signal Records.
And is that the most cash you ever received? At one time.
Yeah.
What's that feeling like?
It's different, especially like when you never had like that much money before. But it like, you know, change like the person that you really are is just like an object.
Now, what is your policy on rumors?
Shit. I don't be even trying to justify shit. Cause like niggas just gonna talk about me anyway. So I don't even.
And did you always have this line of thinking? Or was that something you grew into?
Yeah, I had to just grow into it. Cause it's like, for a long time, I've been making music, so it's always a talk about Certified Trapper. Oh, he did this, he did that. So it's just like, I know for sure that niggas is gonna talk. You can't respond to everything.
Is there a question you receive you dislike getting asked? Something you can't stand to answer, perhaps. Maybe it's a repetitive question. Something you receive all the time. Could be from fans or strangers asking you this.
The question is, what it feel like? Like, what the fuck? Like, I hate that question for some reason when people ask me, what does it feel like? But it's always a weird time they ask me, how does it feel to, I don't even be like wanting to answer the question.
Now, I just did that myself when we were talking about that 225K there. But you didn't check me over that. Why not?
Because, like, I want people to be, like, inspired by me. Like, I don't want to just, like, misconcept shit about me because I ain't going to, like, I ain't gonna lie about shit. I might not say nothing, but I'm not just gonna lie.
Now, do people say you look like anybody?
Not really no more.
But there was someone they used to say you look like?
Yeah, this bitch she used to say I used to look like Usher before I got the braids.
Now, have you ever honestly been mistaken for Usher? Or was it just something people say?
No, it was just, I don't know why she said that.
And was she the only one that's ever said that to you? That you look like Usher?
Probably not.
Now, have you ever played into it in any sort of manner, even in the past, before the braids?
Hell no, I used to listen to some of that shit, though. But no, that shit wasn't funny.
Now, it's one thing for people to think you look like Usher back in those days, but did you see any resemblance of any sort?
A little bit.
And just for transparency, do you know Usher personally?
No.
Now, hypothetically speaking, if they were working on a biopic of Usher and they wanted to cast you for that role, would you do it?
Depends on how much.
Let's say it was the right amount of money, whatever that amount is. Would you do it?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever had an acting role before?
Something like that. Like on some younger shit, like, yeah.
Care to shed some light on that?
I was, when I used to do like content and shit with my auntie, my dad's side, we used to just like play roles and shit. And we'd give each other roles and then we'd just play that shit, record that shit.
Was any of that ever posted publicly?
No.
Now, what about as far as music videos? Would you consider that acting?
Kinda, cause you like, yeah, I'm acting my character, like you gotta put your character on.
And for those in the audience, getting to know you for the very first time, what do you think's been your best music video so far in an acting sort of sense? If they wanted to go and watch that right now, what music video would you want that to be?
Certified Trapper.
Is there a music video of yours you're really proud of on the acting side of things? Regardless of the view count.
Certified Trapper, oi.
Anything else you want to mention about this resemblance or question you weren't asked? People want to know about it. Now, what is your opinion on pasta?
I pasta like that. I eat like noodles, spaghetti.
Now, you don't have to mention a brand in particular here, but what type of pasta sauces do you enjoy? And if it's a spaghetti sauce, is it a particular brand or variation of that? When's the last time you experienced spaghetti?
I had some lasagna. That's kind of like spaghetti to me.
The last thing I had. How long ago? Rough estimate.
2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago.
Well, there's a new pasta sauce on the market that the audience wants to get your opinion on. Go ahead and remove that fabric in front of you to unveil it, and let's get your first impression on this new item. Now, this is boxed up in package form. It was shipped exactly like this. Before you unbox it, can you give the audience a 360 of the package itself? The mailing label has been removed just to prevent doxing, but this is the original package it shipped in. There's a pair of scissors on the table there. Go ahead and unbox this carefully whenever you're ready.
Want mom's pastas. I know who this is.
Who is it?
Somebody just dropped mom's spaghetti. Who the fuck did Eminem?
That's correct. This is mom's spaghetti pasta sauce by Eminem. Can you give a 360 of this jar? Now, have you heard about this yet? You are familiar with Mom's Spaghetti, the brand, but this pasta sauce, are you familiar with that at all?
No, not really. I just like seen that Eminem did drop pasta sauce.
Now, there's also a restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti by Eminem as well. Have you ever visited that in Detroit yet? Now, as you continue to examine this jar a little bit further, I'll read you a few details about it from momspaghetti.com for those in the audience. Quote, the thing about Mom's Spaghetti is that it was born with a clear mission. Tastes like a leftover sauce the first time around. Those second day sauces bring something else to the table, something seasoned and experienced. They've got no time to mess around. This isn't a sauce that tastes like what your neighbor's Italian grandma would spend all day simmering. No, this is a clean take on a classic jar sauce crafted in the straightest manner, honest, legit, not saddled with any nonsense. Because when you set out to put mom's spaghetti in a jar, you're inspired by delivering something that's real, born to be served at street level, and born to bring it. This is a sauce that's original and off the shelf at the same time. Just crack open the jar, heat a batch up, and add your favorite spaghetti or noodles. You're ready to serve up a dish that won't let you down. And for those in the audience that want to read the rest of this article, the link is in the description below this video. But as soon as you're ready, open this jar and give it a smell.
Smell like pizza sauce.
Now, here's the moment that everyone's been waiting for. The official taste test. There are some spoons down there on the table there for you. If you want to just grab a spoon. A pair of scissors there on the side, just in case.
Pizza sauce. Damn, that shit good. Oh shit.
Do you need any more spoonfuls to confirm this?
No.
Now, did it smell better than it tasted, or did it taste better than it smelled?
Tastes better than it smelled. It smells good, though.
Is it spicy at all?
I don't think I got no spice.
Now, zooming out, any further constructive criticism of this item? You did taste it noodle-free, but could be in regards to the packaging, the contents inside it, so on and so forth. Any further opinion here on what you just seen?
It's good. It's good to me. I would want to like make a pizza or a fucking lasagna or something with that shit. Anything. It's safe. Spaghetti. This is my spaghetti. You probably can use that shit for anything.
Overall speaking, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being worst, 10 being best, what would you rate this pasta sauce?
A 10 for sure.
And winding down the questions here, just for transparency, do you know anybody that works at Mom's Spaghetti or M&M by any chance?
No, I don't know M&M or I don't know anyone that works at Mom's Spaghetti.
But you are currently following M&M on Instagram.
Yeah.
And why the follow for you?
I watched M&M since I was like 9 years old. Like watching 8 Mile, 50 Cent and shit. I was watching 50 Cent since like 2000. Since I can even like be able to listen to fucking music.
And for those in the audience getting to know you for the very first time, you mentioned it in a previous portion of questions, but just for this portion, care to share your screen name on IG?
I'm Certified Chopper.
And because you do follow him on social media, are you being generous with your opinion here or brutally honest about this pasta sauce?
Honest for sure. I really like don't eat like slimy shit, but that shit good. Like I fuck a pizza and shit, so like I could see if it was like M&M mayo or some shit. Like I don't like mayo, but that shit like I make it. You literally eat that shit for real. I could have ate some more of that shit.
Anything else you want to mention about this item or question you weren't asked, people want to know about it?
I think really though, like you can make a pizza, anything that has to do with tomato sauce with this, for real.
And also for transparency, I am not personally sponsored by this person, brand or product. This was purchased just for you to taste test and review.